Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening. Welcome to another edition of Quest Youth Radio, which is the best youth radio. 89.5 WSOU, here we come after Labor Day. I just want to give a shout out to let everybody know. But to start our program, I want to let everyone know we are about to make some waves tonight. And by doing that, we start with our Quest moment. A cornucopia of physics dictates that where there are vibrations, there must be a medium, and all vibrations possess a wave nature. In our community, our art is in fact and in spirit the medium through which our waves travel. Where there is no medium, there are no vibrations. This evening, we have Walter Pierce and Val proceeding after him. And we're going to be giving you information. Now, I'm going to start the program by saying, did you know a 2015 report conducted by the National Museum of African American History and Culture and the Olberg Research found that while most teachers acknowledge the importance of teaching black history, only 8 or 9% of history class time in the U.S., in the United States, is devoted to the subject. Additional research found that students across the U.S. were familiar with, you know, monumental figures such as Harriet Tubman, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and Rosa Parks, but that in the majority of the states, students often receive, now get this, D's and F's when tested on the civil rights movement. The U.S., the United States, has a long way to go to repair the education system to represent African American history. And this is one of the purposes of our program. As I fall to the side, I introduce you to our student host tonight, Walter Pierce. Good evening, Walter.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Quest Community Vibration. Now, to start off the show, I want to start off with a diamond. And the intro for diamonds is, history is like a diamond. Each prism represents the work of a group of people at a particular period of time. Look into the diamond and see the reflections of your past self, the pain of your mother, the choice of your father, and the blood of your ancestors. Look deeply, and you are bound to find yourself. And today's diamond will be Roy Wilkins. Roy Wilkins was born August 30th, 1901, and died September 8th, 1981. He was a prominent civil rights activist in the United States from the 1930s to the 1970s. Wilkins was active in the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, NAACP. And between 1931 and 1934, he was the assistant NAACP secretary under Walter Francis White. When W.E.B. Du Bois left the organization in 1934, Wilkins replaced him as the editor of Crisis, the official magazine of the NAACP. Roy Wilkins was born in St. Louis, Missouri. He grew up in a home of his aunt and uncle in a low-income integrated community in St. Paul, Minnesota. Working his way through college at the University of Minnesota, Wilkins graduated the University of Minnesota with a degree in sociology in 1923. He worked as a journalist at the Minnesota Daily and became editor of St. Paul's Appeal, an African American newspaper. After he graduated, he became editor of the Kansas City Call. In 1929, he married social worker Aminda Minnie Badu. The couple had no children. In 1950, Wilkins, along with A. Philip Branzo, founder of the Brotherhood of Sleeping Car Porters, and Arnold Arson, a leader of the National Jewish Community Relations Advisory Council, founder of the Leadership Conference on Civil Rights. In 1955, Wilkins was named the executive secretary of the NAACP. He had an excellent reputation as an articulate spokesperson for the civil rights movement. One of his first actions was to provide support to civil rights activists in Mississippi who were being subjected to a freeze quest, who be subject to a credit freeze by members of the White Citizens Council. Wilkins backed a proposal suggested by Dr. T.R.M. Howard of Mound Bayou, Mississippi, who headed the Regional Council of Negro Leadership, a leading civil rights organization in the state. Under the plan, Black businesses and voluntary associations shifted their accounts for the Black-owned business, Tri-State Bank of Memphis, Tennessee. By the end of 1955, about 280,000 has been deposited in Tri-State for its purpose. The money enabled Tri-State to extend loans to credit-worthy Blacks who were denied loans by white banks. Wilkins participated in the March on Washington, Selma Montgomery marches, and the March Against Fear, all 3 years apart. He believed in achieving reform by legislative means. He testified before many congressional hearings and conferred with President Kennedy, Johnson, Nixon, Ford, and Carter. Wilkins strongly opposed militancy and the movement for civil rights as represented by the Black Power movement. In 1967, Wilkins was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom by Lyndon Johnson. During his tenure, the NAACP led the nation into a civil rights movement and spearheaded the efforts that led to a significant civil rights victory, including Brown v. Board of Education, the Civil Rights Act of 1964, and the Voting Act of 1965. In 1977, at the age of 76, Wilkins retired from the NAACP and was succeeded by Benjamin Hooks. He died September 9, 1981. In 1982, his autobiography, Standing Fast, the autobiography of Wilkins, was published after his death. Thank you. And before you chime in, I just want to mention the marches. They were actually 3 years. It was 1963, 1965, and 1966. Those three marches occurred. So, thank you.
Okay. I'm going to chime in. I have 3 points to make. And the first point I want to make is the information that I gave before you presented your segment, I received it from an online news service titled Insider.com. And they provided me the documentation as it pertains to the underrepresentation of Black history being taught in our schools throughout this nation. That being said, I have to ask you first, what source provided you with the information that you presented to us tonight?
Yes, and again, I want to just thank the NAACP. I got it from NAACP.org, and you know they had a biography on Roy Wilkins. So, yeah.
Okay, that's excellent, right from the source. And you know what my next question is?
Yes, I already know. Why did you choose Roy Wilkins? And the reason I chose Roy Wilkins was today was, of course, to continue the theme of presenting people who are not seen or heard a lot in the mainstream news or to African-Americans, period. And, you know, Roy Wilkins being the chief executive of the NAACP, you just need to talk about people like that who's not really talked about to many African-Americans. So, yeah, that's why I should.
Yeah, and, you know, Walter, quite frankly, we have to, you know, we don't have to wonder if people like Roy Wilkins are being spoken about and taught about in our nation's schools. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, Roy Wilkins, You don't hear about Roy Wilkins at all. I didn't know too much about Roy Wilkins when I even did the presentation on him. So, you know, just always looking at these people and just knowing how significant they actually were surprises me of how they were mentioned a lot.
Okay. Do you have another segment for us?
Yes. I actually like – you already did the intro for Quest Moment, so – again, I could go actually straight into my segment, and actually, this is recently. This is kind of like breaking news. So for tonight, again, of course, there are supposed to be three NBA playoff games tonight. The Milwaukee Bucks, and the Magic, also the Lakers and the Portland Trailblazers, and the Rockets and the Clippers. The Rockets and the Oklahoma City Thunder. And basically, it started off with the Milwaukee Bucks, of course, canceling their game and boycotting their game following the shooting of Jacob Blake. And the people who don't know who Jacob Blake was, he was shot multiple times, 7 times by police in Milwaukee. And the people of Milwaukee, and especially the Milwaukee Bucks, were devastated to hear about this news. And they were actually pretty angry about it. So what they decided was they need to boycott this game, this playoff game, this very important game, which helps decide if they could reach the championship or get to the championship. So just the courage to stop in the middle of the playoffs shows the importance of the situation. Following that, a lot of people who were actually in the NBA in that bubble heard about this. They discussed it actually this morning, and they wanted to continue it. So people like Chris Paul, who was the leader of the players union, decided with Russell Westbrook, a person of the Rockets, they want to cancel the game too. They want to boycott. They want to sit out. And also LeBron, people like LeBron James, he decided, yes, we should also sit out. So just players came together and made that decision. And before, if you want to say something about it, I don't know, but before, what I want to say about it is I see a lot of people saying, how is this going to make a change, an impact? Number one, we're trying everything that we can to present this message saying how important this is. If this doesn't show that this situation right here, by canceling a playoff game which decides a champion is important, then I don't know. This is very important to, obviously, to the people of Black community, African American community, people who already made it, even in the NBA who are millionaires, still care enough about the situation to stop a basketball game. That right there shows how important the situation is, and there needs to obviously be something done about it. Also, you know, just the protests and everything we're doing. We're trying to just do as many things possible. Talk to politicians about reforms, police reforms. We're trying everything that we can. People just sit back and have the audacity to say, how is this going to make a change? This is doing absolutely nothing. Where clearly there's many different things that us people are out here doing, trying to fix this cause. And this is really what's shown the importance. And, you know, I don't know if you have anything to say about it, but you can go ahead.
You don't know if I have anything to say, but I can go ahead. Absolutely, I have something to say. You know, when African Americans in this country and their lives become a priority, then we can stop the marching. Then we can stop the protests. Then we can stop the boycotting. You know, the United States of Amnesia, it's been more than 500 years. And this nonsense where I fear for my life, but I'm carrying a gun against someone who's unarmed, it has got to stop. You know, and, you know, so what we hear and what we see with the NBA is not just angry voices speaking, but action being taken.
basketball being taken away. Okay? And so I'm happy that this is a moment in time. You know, we're not living under normal circumstances, and it's okay. Everything is not right. We're living through a pandemic, and it's okay. But I remind the listeners that we have to take heart because we're fighting two pandemics as African Americans in this country. The systemic racism going on, you know, too long. And maybe it'll never end, but something's got to be done. Okay, and that's all I'm going to say. And I'd like to transition into a different story. Val, good evening. How are you?
Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Yes, I just wanted to bring up a positive note. It's relating to our voting rights. And in New York Central Park today, they erected or displayed the new Women's Rights Pioneer Monument. Now, this story is from USA Today. And what it's mentioning is the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment's ratification. This monument, and it's, I just want to make sure I get everybody who's there, is Sojourner Truth, Susan B. Anthony, and Elizabeth Cady Stanton. Those are the three ladies who are in the new monument. And so when you were watching it on the news, you saw, you know, just a lot of proud women who were so glad to be, you know, represented, showing their struggle for voting rights and the importance of voting rights, and outside, you know, celebrating this monumental event.
Okay. Well, Val, thank you so much for helping us turn the page and talk about something a little bit different. That's really cool. Walter, I have to ask you, are you able to kind of like sum up our today's program, and what do you think?
You know, of course. This,
yeah, go.
This, some of the things, I mean, the main topic we talked about with the NBA, that was something that was breaking. Like, this thing happened literally today before, like, almost like an hour before the show even happened. So this was something I just needed talking about that was urgent, that showing what we're trying to do. Like, basically what I'm trying to give the message is we started off nice with Roy Wilkins, a guy who's one of the chief executive officers of the NAACP was, and, you know, had a lot of high rankings and did a lot of things with the civil rights movement that proves for him to be talked about. And, you know, just going into another movement, going to the NBA movement, what they're doing, how they're boycotting tonight's games, a playoff game, which shows the importance of the situation. And, you know, if people, you know, of high standards watch the NBA, invest a lot of money into the NBA, you know, this is going to get their attention the most, really, because of the amount of money they put in to the sport. So those people of power are going to have to start to understand where we're coming from, and they're going to have to start making their changes, because that's going to help benefit African Americans and other minorities because of the stoppage of the NBA and how much money that generates. So I'm just glad that the NBA is doing it, and hopefully it brings enough awareness to the situation.
So how did we do tonight, Walter, show-wise, programming and content?
You know, for the 15 minutes we had, we actually went over. So, you know, I have to give it the best score we possibly can, because we just fit in a lot of information in only 15 minutes. And, you know, just on Saturday when we do the show again, we're going to have even more, and we're going to even try to do even better than today.
Okay. It's always a pleasure to hear our student host, Walter Pierce, and I think you've done an excellent job. And now I'm going to turn the line over to line 1421. I think you're calling in from North Carolina. If you're there, how did we do?
I think you did very well.
And please introduce yourself again for our audience.
This is Colleen Rogers. And I always enjoy the program. I enjoy hearing young people, you know, report on our history.
You answered my question. Thank you so much for your support. And I'm going to move on to our next caller and get them and get some feedback and get them to clue in and find out what did they think. We have 6778. Good evening.
Good evening. As always, great show, great commentary, great insight, good reporting, Walter. And to you, Mr. Bay, great reporting and follow-up. You guys do a tremendous job. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. And we're going to go back to Val. Val, you have the last word.
And I'm just going to echo what everyone else said. It was a great show. Walter, I really enjoyed your broadcast today. And I'm looking forward again to Saturday.
Okay. That being said, I want to thank all of the listeners who tuned in and will be checking out this podcast later on online. And, you know, we might not come up with all the answers. And don't think we're frustrated with our questions but or our statements, but it is an attempt to inform and educate you, the listener, to what's going on in the community and the broader community globally and nationally. And, again, I'd like to thank everyone. And on that note, I'm going to say good night and peace to everyone.
Good night.